everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Santa Anita. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, our podcasts are all brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And folks, this is going to be the podcast for Saturday, April 20th, 2024. And we have a pick six carryover coming into today of $49,398.19. So that's something certainly to get excited about. And so we're going to get down to the Saturday's card. First post will be 1 o'clock. And we have 10 races on Saturday and also 10 races on Sunday. So we got some good racing ahead of us. Friday's action, they did a really, really fantastic job with the break in racing. The track maintenance crew and everybody out there at Santa Anita, hats off to them. Racing was fair on Friday with the return to the races and with the Hollywood Park meet. So, yeah, let's get to Saturday's card. And again, we've got that pick six carryover. I'll tell you, for those of you who were watching the races, if you were out at the track, Phenom was the single. There was one ticket alive in the pick six on Friday to Phenom for that $49,000. And if you saw that 10th race, or the 9th race, I'm sorry, if you saw the 9th race on Friday, ouch. Yeah, that was a tough one. Phenom got nailed on the wire by the 7-horse Revelation, and tough way to lose the single ticket in the pick six, 49 grand. So condolences to that individual or individuals. Okay. Saturday's first race, 6.5 down the hill. This is a turf event. It's an allowance optional claiming event. If they are in for the tag, it is for $80,000. Zaffarelli is being offered for that $80,000 price tag. And the now 6-year-old gelding goes, of course, for Jeff Mullins. We gave the first race a B rating. And it is a tough, wide-open race here. Six-pack, six horses. Beef Winslow is your 2-1 morning line favorite in the opener. We turn to the second race. This is 6 furlongs on the turf as well. Folks, the rails on the grass on Saturday are at zero. So pay no mind to the turf rails on Saturday. The second race is a 6-furlong turf event, maiden claiming. For fillies and mares, 3, 4, and 5 years old, and they are in for a tag of 50. In the second race, the morning line favorite is the 2-horse Yellow Sundress at 3-1 under Kyle Frey for Mark Glatt. So, again, the second race, a nice field size, 9 races, looks to be a competitive one. And a couple of horses in here adding Lasix. Yellow Sundress will be going with Lasix. The number 4 horse in without knocking will be debuting with Lasix. And then put blinkers on the 7 horse. I am still in. I am still in. We'll be adding blinkers in the second race. We turn to the third race. And this is an interesting race. A 5-horse field here. A maiden special weight. Got some nice, a couple of nicely bred maidens in here. They're going to be going a flat mile on the dirt. And this is for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. We gave this a B rating. And your 9-5 morning line favorite is drawn on the rail, Normandy Landing, under Kaz Kimura for Bob Baffert. And Normandy Landing at public auction cost $1,050,000. And then you've got drawn to his outside, Nuclear, the 4-horse that sold at public auction for $1,550,000 to be exact. Both of these colts have improving numbers, and it figures to be a good race in the third, even though it's a little bit light on the entrance. The fourth race, your free podcast play of the day, comes right here. This is a 6-furlong turf sprint. Maiden special weight for cowbred or cow-sired 3, 4, and 5 years old. And you've got a debuting horse in here, the rail horse, Lucky and Smart. Also, the 5-horse, Just a Graze. And drawn outside, Mucho Suerte, will also be making his debut. Your morning line favorite in here is the 10 horse, drawn outside Jay Dutton. So interesting race here. But we like the looks here of the 6 motivating force, 4-1 for Peter Miller. Antonio Frasu is getting a call here to ride. The interesting here is if you watch the first race on Friday, Vodka had a little bit of a rough beginning and still was able to grind out a nice, better-than-looked effort in the opener for second. So motivating forces coming out of that common race as Vodka did. He had some trouble in his last race, and Peter Miller is getting Frasu to ride here. He looks like he's going to be tough to deal with, and we're getting a nice 4-1 on the morning 4-1 on the morning line with him. So number 6, Motivating Force, is your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Turn to the 5th race. This is a flat mile on the main track, a claiming event for 3-year-olds and up, which have never won 3 races, in for a tag of 20. We gave this a C rating, and your morning line favorite here is the 4 horse Tiz Talk under Antonio Frasu for Jorge Perrabon. And the 5th race here is a decent race. I got 7 horses in here, and it's a wide open scramble. And of course, this begins the pick 6 with the carryover tomorrow, Saturday, of $49,398.19. Folks, if you're doing your homework tonight, like I know you are, if you're going to be up at it all night, and getting an early start in the morning, don't bet the pick 6 without having us on board with you. Let us augment what you're doing. If you don't have time, hey, we're there for you as well. Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. We turn to the 6th race, and this is a 6 furlong turf race, maiden special weight for cowbred or cow-sired maidens, 3, 4, and 5 years old. And your morning line favorite here is the number 5 horse, the debuting Charlie Pride for Phil D'Amato and Tyler Bayes. And Tyler Bayes is riding really well currently, nice to see that. For a while there, he was kind of in a cold spell, but he's getting some good horses again, and he's showing what he can do. Got several horses making their debuts here. The 1 horse, the G-Man, or the GM. The 2 horse, Handsome Red, Charlie Pride, your morning line favorite. Finner's Golden Sense also making his debut. And then drawn on the outside, Depashian Star for Jeff Bondi is also debuting today on the turf here in the 6th. And if I didn't mention, we gave this a B-plus rating. The 7th race is the Californian. And this is a, I got to tell you, a little disappointing here for the 5-horse field here in the Californian, because back in the old Hollywood Park meeting, this used to be a grade 1 race. It's for 4-year-olds and up, going a mile and an eighth. We're going to give you your free handicapping seminar is going to come here in the Californian to kind of try to spruce things up a little bit for you. From the rail out, we have None Above the Law, 12-1 with Tyler Bayes, Judge Miller, 4-5 with Mike Smith, Mixto, 5-2 with Antonio Frasu, Mystification, 12-1 with Edwin Maldonado, and Mr. Fisk, drawn outside, 5-2 with Kaz Kimura. Okay, None Above the Law, we took a pass on this guy. He's 0-9 in his last 9 races, 0-3 this year, or last year, or yeah, 0-3 this year, 2024. And he was 0-6 last year. And really the only positive here is he was claimed 1 back for 50. So he kind of seems to be in just a little bit, in a little bit steep here. A couple of positives. He's been working very well in the morning. The Sensational Star race was a troubled journey for him. He was off a bit slow and then encountered a little bit of traffic trouble. And he's getting a hot riding Tyler Bayes to take the call here. We didn't use him, but I'll tell you, if you were to throw him on a ticket make a small action play on him, I wouldn't fault you for that. Judge Miller, 4-5 on the morning line. No secret here. This guy looks like he's going to be very tough to deal with. He's stretching out to the mile and an eighth. He's the horse that we used on top here. He's got improving numbers for Mark Glatt. Mike Smith, Road 2 winners on Friday. And he looks very, very tough to deal with. He continues to work well in the morning. This is a logical single for a lot of people, probably in the pick six on Saturday. And I can't fault you for that. Mixto's the second horse that we used. Doug O'Neill, he's taking blinkers off here. Antonio Frasu is riding back. He's getting off the rail horse, none above the law, to ride back this O'Neill trainee. He also has been working well in the morning. His numbers have been consistent of late. He's been facing horses like Newgate, Newgrange, and he figures to be there or thereabouts. Mystification, like the rail horse here, you're going to kind of have to do a little bit of getting a little bit creative here. This is the third start into his comeback, and he hasn't really faced the likes of these. The lone win to his resume came when he broke his maiden at a maiden special weight back in June of 2023 here over the turf at Santa Anita. And finally, the horse Mr. Fisk, we used him as our third horse here. Just doesn't have the numbers that our top play does, Judge Miller. Very talented horse. He was maybe overmatched in the San Pasquale, but he certainly ran well enough in the Native Diver to give a good account of himself here when Skinner was second. And Newgrange was third out of that race. And, of course, Newgrange came back to win his next start. You can never discount Bob Baffert, but he looks like he might just be just a, maybe a half or so cut below Judge Miller, who looks very solid here. The seventh race, the Californian, we use Judge Miller on top of Mixto as our second horse. And Mr. Fisk rounds out our top three. And if you're betting the pick six, you might want to consider singling Judge Miller here, or maybe throwing in Mr. Fisk and Mixto. But Judge Miller looks very tough to deal with here. He'd be a logical single in the pick six. We turn to the eighth. This is the Providencia, a mile and an eighth on the turf, grade three, $100,000 event for three-year-old fillies. We gave this a B-plus race, our pick six single. We actually have two singles on our ticket. We have another pick six single coming here in the eighth race. And your morning line favorite here is the three horse Medoro, 6-5, who is an undefeated filly going for the Peter Urton barn. Looks to be a filly of quite a bit of quality. We turn to the ninth, and this is an allowance optional claiming event, 6.5 on the main track, in for a tag of $50,000. And your morning line favorite in here is the three-horse Thornhouse. Our best bet of the day comes here in the ninth race, and it is not your morning line favorite. So, again, if you want in on that, folks, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com and sign up for our selections on Saturday. And finally, we wrap up things in the 10th race on a mile and a quarter turf event. This is a B-rated race, an allowance optional claiming for a tag of $50,000. Mo Rewards is in for that $50,000 tag, as is Bee Catcher. And folks, also Order and Law, the outside horse, the 10, is in for that $50,000 tag. Draw a line through the six horse Haywood's Beach. This 7-year-old will not be competing on Saturday. He was scratched at scratch time on Friday. And in the 10th race, your morning line favorite is Maltese Falcon, the three horse at 5-2. Folks, have a great Saturday out at the Great Race Place. And again, if you need some help, you know where to go, horseracing-selections.com. And we hope that you have a prosperous Saturday. I'm Eddie the Hat. I'll be back again with you on Sunday for another edition of Today at Santa Anita.